dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, River Ticks. My name is Dr. Gabriel Omeni. I am the clinical director and a sonologist, a prime medical consultant, and I'm your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesonwike, the initiator of River Ticks.
Our loving Rivers people, welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that the world has ignored hepatitis at its peril. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations World Hepatitis Day, which comes up on the 28th of July. During World Hepatitis Day 2019 campaign, WHO is urging all countries and partners to promote the theme, invest in eliminating hepatitis. Viral hepatitis B and C affect 325 million people worldwide, causing 1.4 million deaths a year. It is the second major killer infectious disease after tuberculosis, and 9 times more people are infected with hepatitis than HIV. Hepatitis is preventable, treatable, and in the case of hepatitis C, curable. However, over 80% of people living with hepatitis are lacking prevention, testing, and treatment services. Viral hepatitis is a huge issue of global significance due to the following statistics. 325 million people were living with chronic hepatitis infection worldwide in 2015. 1.34 million people died of hepatitis in 2015 globally. 400 million people worldwide are infected by hepatitis, causing acute and chronic liver disease. 95% of people with hepatitis C can't be completely cured within 2 to 3 months. And up to 75% of people living with hepatitis C do not know that they are infected. From these statistics, we deduce that there is little awareness of this disease worldwide. But it is comforting to note that the disease is both preventable and curable. For prevention, nothing short of deliberate actions are required at the individual, family, and community levels. Are you at risk? Get tested. Early testing means early treatment to prevent illness and to save your life. Are you protected? Hepatitis B and C are preventable. Every injection should be safe. Hepatitis B vaccine provides lifelong protection. Hepatitis B and C can be transmitted sexually. If you are tested positive, ask whether you need treatment. Do not delay. Living with hepatitis B, some people will need treatment and can stay healthy with lifelong therapy. Living with hepatitis C, 3 months treatment can cure the infection. Our guest speaker today is Dr. Gabriel Omeni, the clinical director at Prime Medical Consultants. He will be throwing more light on the topic. Please enjoy the episode and of course, do put the lessons learned to very good use. Our dear Rivers people, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is River Ticks on Radio, and I am Dr. Gabriel Omeni, your host for today. I'll be speaking on hepatitis in commemoration of World Hepatitis Day. This year's theme by World Health Organization for Hepatitis Day is Invest in Eliminating Hepatitis. And before we talk solely on hepatitis, many of you may have heard something or the other about it. And by way of definition, hepatitis means inflammation of the liver. Inflammation means swelling, some redness, some pain, and there may be loss of function. That's what we mean by inflammation in medicine. Now, hepatitis can be caused by infective organisms. It can be viruses, bacteria, fungi, or parasites. It can also be caused by non-infective agents like alcohol and drugs. Other causes are autoimmune disorders and metabolic disorders. For the purpose of this presentation, we'll be dwelling more on viral hepatitis. Most recognized types of viral hepatitis are A, B, C, D, and E. Hepatitis A, mostly benign. That means it doesn't cause any chronic infection, unlike the others, and is transmitted by eating food or drinking water that is contaminated by feces of an infected person. Most people recover from the acute infection and are conferred with lifelong immunity afterwards. Some people may even have it and pass with just very few symptoms and you don't know it. Sometimes it can be life-threatening too, but if you recover from it, usually it is not long-term. It has a vaccine and it's prevalent in poor resource areas. And it's advised that people who are traveling from so-called first world to where it is going to be prevalent, they need immunization before traveling. Now, one of the main things we'll be talking about is hepatitis B, and that's the next one. It's a blood-borne virus and is contracted by transfusion with infected blood and sharing of needles contaminated by the virus in drug users. Now, once you get from a transfusion, maybe inadvertently done because of maybe the person who donated the blood was in window period, so at the time of screening, maybe it was negative. Other areas where people get them are from anal sex in homosexual and also in heterosexual man to woman sex. And infected mothers can transmit from mother to fetus as well. Hepatitis C is similar to B in terms of routes of transmission. And it doesn't have vaccines, so the only way to prevent it is to take preventive measures other than vaccination. Hepatitis D can only occur in those infected with hepatitis B because it needs some areas in hepatitis B to be effective. But when it combines with hepatitis B, it's very dangerous and can lead rapidly to liver cirrhosis and then liver cancer. Hepatitis C is more like hepatitis A in the sense that it's got from other things other than blood or semen or all that. And usually it's from when people eat undercooked or uncooked pork. It has vaccine as well. Now, what is the burden of hepatitis in the world? In reference to World Health Organization global data in 2017, about 225 million people were known to be living with hepatitis B and C. 2,850,000 of those were new infections for that 2017. Generally, hepatitis virus accounted for about 1.4 million deaths yearly, and that makes it second only to tuberculosis as a cause of death due to infection. Now, to know the enormity of the problem, this is about 9 times more than the dreaded HIV. If you want to come home to Nigeria, the latest figures of hepatitis are extracted from the global data of 2017, where 19 million said to be infected by hepatitis B, and then another 3 million or thereabout by hepatitis C virus. There are no available studies for research conducted locally in Rivers State, but it is fair to say the situation is the same as for the rest of Nigeria. Unfortunately, about 80% of those infected are not aware. That is about 260 million people worldwide, and about 16 million in Nigeria that are infected don't even know that they are infected. And that's actually the crux of this discussion. If you want to take only one thing from this presentation, it is to know, to prevent, to test, treat, and try to eliminate hepatitis B and hepatitis C. Now, how do you know? Find your status by testing for hepatitis B and C. It's a blood test. If you test negative, then you are advised to take the immunization for hepatitis B. Like I said earlier, hepatitis C doesn't have vaccines. What are preventive measures? Now, prevention is the key here. Just like you hear every day, prevention is better than cure. And in some cases, there is no cure. So prevention is the only thing. So we should follow that adage. Preventive measures are similar for B and C because the route of transmission are the same. And this includes safe injection practices, not to use one injection for two persons, and to try and use fresh gloves and always sanitize, that is for health workers, in between the injections, your hands before you even take new syringe and needle. Avoid unprotected sex with someone whose status you are not sure of. Blood should be thoroughly screened for hepatitis B and C before transmission. Prevention of infected pregnant mother transmitting hepatitis B to her unborn child requires active and passive immunization and oral drugs from about 28 weeks of the pregnancy till delivery. All vulnerable persons, people who are mostly susceptible to this infection, are the ones I'm calling vulnerable. That, this group includes healthcare workers, sex workers, homosexuals, intravenous drug abusers, hemophiliacs who may be needing blood transfusion from time to time, and sickle cell disease patients who may be needing blood transfusion from time to time should be immunized against hepatitis B and then be regularly tested for hepatitis C. We'll be going on a short break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about symptoms of hepatitis, treatment, and a whole lot more. Join us.
If you've got a problem and somebody helps you to solve it, what you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other, just like sister and brother. But we must learn to say thank you, thank you.
Just two little words that mean so much.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Minyi speaking on hepatitis today, if you're just joining us. Now, we got to know the different types of hepatitis. I'll be talking about the symptoms next. Good to know that the symptoms of hepatitis are not really so specific. First of all, most people infected have no symptoms at all, and that is why you see a figure of like up to 80% not knowing that they are infected. Because if the symptoms are so manifest, a whole lot of people may know. So most people don't know. Now, for those who may have symptoms, this can be very non-specific. Now, you cannot really say, okay, somebody cannot say two sentences and you say, okay, he has hepatitis. No, it's not like that. This can be quite non-specific, and they include weakness, fever, nausea. Now you can see all these things I'm mentioning, they can come with so many other diseases. Common malaria, upper respiratory tract infection, they come with all these symptoms, so they are not specific. Some people report sudden dislike for cigarettes, and then, like I said, symptoms could be taken for flu or malaria. So it is advisable to test for hepatitis B and C. If you have persistence of these symptoms for long after taking appropriate antimalarials, for instance, The more severe symptoms we tend to see appear when the liver is already extensively destroyed. And this, you see things like jaundice, which is a yellowness of the eyes or the body for people who are also light complexion. You can see the yellowness actually on the skin. Then advanced cases too, you can see bleeding from stomach, which can manifest as a blood-stained vomitus or dark stools, because the blood gets altered when it passes and is coming through the other end. In end stage, patients can end up with liver failure. This can lead to coma and eventual death. Now, a patient with hepatitis B or C stands the best chance when it is detected early and treated if need be, or monitored periodically. Let's talk about the test. How do you test for hepatitis B and C? It's a blood test, and then the lab will tell you there are screening tests and there are confirmatory tests. Those are done in the lab. If you test positive to the screening test, they can go further and then do the confirmatory test. Then that is on the one side. Only having hepatitis B is not enough to say you want to treat, so you need to do further tests like this hepatitis. Is it just there, or how is it affecting the liver? And so that will require doing liver function tests. And the main things you'll be looking at is how badly destroyed is the liver. Markers like alanine transaminase, what the doctors say ALT for short. And then there is also bilirubin, which is like accumulation of the byproduct of a red blood cell that is broken down. Under normal circumstances, if the red cells are broken down and the liver is working perfectly, it is able to eliminate that bilirubin, so you don't get to see it in plenty of quantity in the blood. But when the liver is not working well, then it tends to accumulate, and that's what even accounts for the yellowness of the eyes. So you see, the actual seeing it in the eye is one thing, and then quantitatively determining how much it is another thing. So you need to do that. And then also, you may need to go further in some cases. If it is that bad, if these other tests I talked about are very bad, you need to go further. Some people do what we call FibroScan. FibroScan is to look at how scarred the liver is. Because you see, during this infection, the liver is trying to heal itself. Just like when you have a wound on your skin, it heals. There is a scar. So in the liver, when the hepatitis attacks the liver cells, the liver is trying to recover too. So, but there are scars. Okay, so the liver is scarred. You know, plenty of scars in the liver tissue. And that one can be determined by what you call FibroScan, which is a FibroScan. It's actually the scan of how much scar or fibrosis in medical parlance. So you determine that, and then you can now categorize the person whether it's good to be treated if it is hepatitis B. Because it's not all cases of hepatitis B that necessarily qualify for treatment. Other criteria you want to base your treatment on are the viral load, liver biopsy. Sometimes you need to take a biopsy of the liver to see it. A pathologist will look at it and then determine it. Not only for starting the treatment, for monitoring treatment also, you need to be repeating this test. For people who don't qualify for treatment at the go, they need to be followed up from time to time on a regular basis, let's say 3 to 6 months, where these tests are repeated and then determined when the person requires treatment. We are already on to the treatment, but what are the treatment modalities for people who qualify for treatment of hepatitis? There are several drugs, but we're not going to be talking about them because you are never going to get prescription on the radio. You need to go to the hospital and get seen before you can get the treatment. But just for mentioning, there are injections that can be taken weekly for like 48 weeks, which they say offer a cure in terms of hepatitis B. Now the injection is very expensive, and like I said, I don't want to mention any names, but most people take oral drugs, and it's mostly for life, and it's one drug you take every day. The people don't report so much of side effects to the drugs, and people have seen they've all tolerated well. It helps to reduce the viral load and then reduces infectivity to others. Now for hepatitis C, is different a bit, because there are drugs they call direct acting antivirals, and if you take the drugs, usually for about 3 months, it's said to effect a cure for hepatitis C. So you see, there's no point living with something that can kill you when you can take care of it in 3 months. It's even shorter to treat hepatitis C than treating tuberculosis, which takes it can take anything from 6 months to up to like 2 years in some cases when you have resistance. So that is the treatment for the hepatitis. We've been talking about hepatitis, and we'll be going for another one small break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about how you and I can help in eliminating hepatitis, which is the theme of the World Health Organization for Hepatitis Day this year. Thank you.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back to the show. We've been talking about hepatitis. The whole theme for this year, Hepatitis Day, is investing in eliminating hepatitis. And everybody should be a stakeholder for this to be possible. Let's look at areas which different people in different places can help us do this. Let's start with the government. The government needs to provide funds for vaccines and provide the personnel. The treatment of hepatitis needs specialists, not just any doctors. So they need to provide those training, encourage people to specialize in hepatology, which is a study of liver. Now, more enlightenment programs like this present one need to be aired more regularly so that more people can get to be reached. Knowledge is power. And remember, we earlier said 80% of people infected do not know. So if we don't keep repeating this, some people may never hear. The government is already doing quite a bit, though, as I am aware. Because the hepatitis B vaccine, which is the preventive way for children not to have it, has been in the National Immunization Program for over 15 years. And in the government hospital, it's absolutely free. It's not as if the government gets it free, but so it's providing it free for you. You don't have any reason for your child not to take it. There is also a free evaluation and treatment program for hepatitis B and C, presently at the River State University Teaching Hospital, what you formerly know as Braithwaite Memorial Specialist Hospital. Avail yourself of the opportunity, go get tested and get treated if you need to. What about employers of labor? Because it's not only government that can help. Employers need to be active participants in the fight against hepatitis by encouraging their employees to have regular testing and offering immunization to those who are negative and unimmunized. Only a healthy workforce can be an effective workforce. The practice of just immunizing everybody without first testing is flawed, because immunization is not of any use to those who are already infected, and it will create a false sense of security, leading to loss of follow-up in case of people who already have hepatitis B. And such immunization does nothing absolutely to curb the menace of hepatitis C, since there is no vaccine for it anyway. Okay, leave employers and government. What can we do as individuals? We should also consider ourselves integral part of this fight and make ourselves available for testing and treatment where required, or take immunization for hepatitis B where somebody tests negative. Parents must avail their children of the opportunity to get this immunization as soon as this child is born. This fight is winnable, but all of us must participate, because it doesn't make sense if the government provides everything and the people are not even going there to access the what has been provided. So everybody needs to invest something in trying to eliminate hepatitis. Either the money, your time, your commitment, we need all that for us to win the war. If we do that, the war is winnable. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @ReefEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.